All right, ready to dive into something a little different today.
Sounds good.
We're talking all things burping.
Oh, interesting.
You know, from this article you sent
Yeah.
called How to Make Yourself Burp: 8 Methods to Try. It's from the Bearded Colonel website.
Okay.
And it's got some pretty interesting stuff in here.
Yeah, burping or the medical term is eructation.
Eructation.
Yeah, something we all do,
Right.
but don't really think about too much.
Yeah, it's one of those like everyday things that I think are really interesting when you actually like break them down. So, before we get into like the how-to stuff, what exactly is happening in our bodies when we burp?
So imagine, like, you're eating,
Okay.
and maybe eating a little too fast,
Yeah.
and you're swallowing air along with your food.
Oh, okay.
All that air gets trapped in your stomach.
Gotcha.
And your stomach, although it's a pretty amazing organ,
Yeah.
it doesn't like being too full of air. So it basically sends signals to this muscle
Okay.
at the bottom of your esophagus called the lower esophageal sphincter.
Well, lower esophageal sphincter.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
basically like a little gatekeeper
Yeah.
between your stomach and your esophagus.
Gotcha.
So when the pressure builds up,
Yeah.
that little gatekeeper muscle, it relaxes
Okay.
and lets out a burst of air.
So it's like a pressure valve.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, our bodies are full of those kinds of things.
They are incredibly efficient mechanisms.
So, you know, I gotta say, one of the things that got me really interested in this article
Yeah.
is that it claims you can learn how to burp on command.
Oh,
Is
yeah.
that really
It
possible?
is. And it kind of comes down to being able to manipulate the amount of air in your stomach.
Okay.
The article talks about a few different methods.
Okay, so what are some of them?
Well, like drinking carbonated drinks.
Okay.
All those little bubbles release carbon dioxide gas,
All right.
and that increases the air in your stomach.
So if you chug a soda,
Yeah.
you're probably gonna burp.
Pretty much guaranteed.
Okay. Makes sense. But like, are there other ways to get those bubbles going besides chugging soda?
Yeah, definitely. The article mentions like some surprising foods that can cause gas buildup,
Oh, okay.
which then leads to burping.
Like beans or broccoli.
Yeah, those are classic ones, but even like
Yeah.
apples and carrots can contribute.
Apples and carrots, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
But okay, sometimes you need like a quicker solution, right?
Right.
So this article mentions this reverse water trick.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, basically you bend over and drink water from the opposite side of the glass.
So you're kind of like upside down.
Pretty much.
Sounds like you could get your shirt wet.
Yeah, definitely risk of spillage there.
Yeah.
But it's thought that by changing the position of the air in your stomach,
Okay.
that can it might make it easier to burp.
Oh, interesting. So it has to do with like
Yeah.
gravity and how that affects the air in your body.
Exactly.
Okay. And then there's the finger method.
Right.
I think I saw that once. Didn't end too well.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that one.
Yeah.
It's definitely not for everyone.
Right.
The idea is to try and gently stimulate your gag reflex,
Oh, okay.
which can sometimes trigger a burp.
Okay.
But, you know, got to be really gentle
Yeah.
and avoid anything that could lead to actual vomiting.
Right, safety first.
Absolutely. But, you know, besides all
Yeah.
these techniques,
Yeah.
burping is a natural part of our digestion.
Right.
And it's actually really important for our health and well-being.
So it's not something to be like ashamed of.
No, not at all. In
Like
fact, like holding back burps all the time could actually cause you some problems.
Oh,
We'll
really?
talk more about that in the next part.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But before we get to that, what about people who can't burp?
Yeah, that's when things get really interesting.
It seems impossible. Like, isn't it just something your body does?
You'd think so,
Yeah.
but there's actually a medical condition
Really?
called retrograde cricopharyngeal dysfunction.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is. Basically, the muscle at the top of your esophagus,
Okay.
the one that should relax and let the air out, it doesn't work properly.
So it's like that gatekeeper muscle, but it's stuck closed.
Exactly.
Wow. So all that air just builds up.
Yeah, it's like a pressure cooker with a broken valve.
Ouch. That sounds awful. What kind of problems does that cause?
Oh, a lot of bloating and discomfort,
Okay.
feeling constantly full and gassy.
Yeah.
Some people even experience chest pain and have trouble swallowing.
Wow. So something as simple as burping, it's
Right.
actually really important.
It is for your well-being.
But what causes this condition in the first place?
It's not fully understood.
Okay.
Seems to be a combination of factors, though. Some people might just be born with a tighter esophageal muscle.
Oh, cool.
Others might develop it over time.
Okay.
Due to things like stress or anxiety.
Oh, wow. So your mental state can actually affect
again
your ability to burp?
Yeah.
Huh. The mind-body connection, right?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
That is pretty wild. So is there any treatment for this?
There are a few options.
Okay.
Some people find relief through therapies
okay.
that focus on relaxing the throat muscles
okay.
and kind of retraining that swallowing mechanism
okay.
in more severe cases.
Yeah.
Doctors might use Botox injections.
Botox?
Yeah.
Wow.
To temporarily paralyze that muscle.
Okay.
So it allows for burping.
Got it.
And then sometimes surgery might be necessary
okay.
to widen the opening of the esophagus.
Wow. It's crazy how something we just take for granted,
like right.
burping, can have such a big impact.
Huge impact on people's lives.
Yeah, definitely puts things in perspective.
It does.
So we've talked about what happens when you can't burp.
Yeah.
But earlier you mentioned that holding back burps
right.
might also be a problem.
It's a good question.
Should we be worried about that?
Well, like the occasional suppressed burp
okay.
is probably fine.
Right.
But if you're constantly holding them back,
okay.
that could lead to some issues.
Okay.
Remember, burping is like a natural pressure release.
Yeah.
If we keep fighting that urge, it's going to cause some strain.
Right. Like it's got to go somewhere.
Exactly.
So what kind of problems can happen?
Well, bloating and abdominal discomfort.
Okay.
That trapped air has got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So it just keeps building up.
Right.
Putting pressure on your stomach and intestines.
Okay.
And in some cases,
yeah.
that pressure can actually force air back up into the esophagus.
Uh-oh.
Which can lead to acid reflux or heartburn.
Ugh. Yeah, I hate heartburn.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So it sounds like burping really is important for, you know, just keeping things comfortable.
Yeah.
In your digestive system.
It definitely plays a role.
So, I mean, what's the best way to approach this?
Well, you know, it's kind of a balance.
Okay.
Between etiquette.
Right.
And your well-being.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to be uncomfortable.
So what should we do?
Well, there are ways to burp discreetly.
Okay.
Like trying to burp with your mouth closed can muffle the sound.
Oh, okay.
And if you feel a big one coming on.
Yeah.
Maybe excuse yourself.
Right.
Find a more private setting.
Yeah. Better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
But speaking of, you know, social situations,
yeah.
I'm curious about, like, cultural differences with burping.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, I know in a lot of Western cultures, it's considered rude.
Yeah.
But are there places where it's like, good thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Like, in parts of Asia and the Middle East,
yeah.
burping after a meal. It's actually a compliment to the cook.
Wow, really?
Means you enjoyed the food.
Huh. That's completely opposite from how we see it here.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show yeah. that what's polite and not polite
yeah.
is really just based on
cultural norms.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, let's go back to the science for a second.
Okay.
Are there situations where you might want to intentionally induce a burp?
Ah, that's a good question.
I mean, could it ever be beneficial?
Yeah, there are actually a few cases
okay.
where that might be helpful.
Okay, well, I'm definitely interested to hear about that.
We'll get into it in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, I'm hooked.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
All right, yeah, so some athletes, especially like endurance athletes or people who need like really precise breath control.
Okay.
They think that inducing a burp
yeah.
before they, you know, start exercising or whatever
okay.
can actually help their performance.
Oh, interesting. I never thought about that, but it makes sense. If you've got all this air trapped in your stomach,
yeah,
it's got to be harder to breathe, right?
Exactly. So like your diaphragm,
yeah,
the muscle that controls your breathing,
okay,
it sits right below your lungs and above your stomach.
Okay.
So if your stomach's all like distended with air,
yeah,
it can actually push on your diaphragm.
Okay.
And make it harder to expand.
So by burping, you're kind of giving it more space
exactly.
to do its thing.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, of course, you know, like a lot of things in fitness.
Yes.
A lot of this is anecdotal.
Yeah, right.
More research is definitely needed.
Sure. But it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
So is there anything else besides athletics?
Yeah. So
where inducing a burp might be helpful?
Sometimes it can actually help with like digestive discomfort.
Oh, okay.
So like if you're feeling bloated after a meal,
yeah,
especially if you ate like a lot of gas-producing foods,
okay,
a burp can really help relieve that pressure.
So basically, if your body's telling you to burp,
yeah,
you should probably just listen to it.
You should probably just go for it.
Okay.
Now, of course, if you're burping like all the time,
yeah,
that could be a sign of something else.
Okay.
And you might want to talk to a doctor.
Right.
But in most cases,
yeah,
it's totally normal.
Okay. It's just your body doing its thing.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've gone from like the science behind it,
yeah,
to like the social etiquette around burping,
yeah,
to the medical conditions,
yeah,
that can cause problems.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating.
I've got to say, I've learned a lot,
yeah,
about something I honestly never really thought about that much.
That's what I love about this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even the most everyday things,
yeah, right,
can be super interesting when you really dig into them.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
But we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
For the third and final part.
Can't wait.
So we talked about what happens when you can't burp at all.
Right.
And then people who, you know,
yeah,
maybe burp a little too much.
Yeah.
But you mentioned there might actually be times when burping on purpose,
right,
might be a good thing.
Exactly.
So tell me more about that.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like,
yeah,
something so natural, right?
Yeah.
They have like all these social rules around it.
Right.
And even, you know,
yeah,
health implications.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, there are definitely a few times,
okay,
where inducing a burp could be beneficial.
Okay, so like, give me an example.
Okay, so some athletes.
Okay.
Especially people who do endurance sports.
Okay.
Or things that need really precise breath control.
Right.
They actually think that burping before they exercise,
okay,
can help them perform better.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, if you think about it,
yeah,
if you have all this air in your stomach, it's got to be harder to, you know,
breathe deeply.
Breathe deeply, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So your diaphragm,
okay,
which is the muscle that controls your breathing,
yeah,
sits right below your lungs.
Okay.
But above your stomach.
Right.
So if your stomach is like full of air,
yeah,
it's going to push on your diaphragm.
Okay.
And make it harder to expand.
So if you burp,
yeah,
you're giving it more space.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're basically giving your diaphragm more room to work.
Okay. Yeah.
Which can help you breathe better.
Gotcha.
And in theory, perform better.
Okay. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
clearing the way.
Exactly.
For your lungs to really fill up. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Now, of course,
yeah,
like with a lot of things in the fitness world,
right,
a lot of the evidence for this is anecdotal.
Right. Right.
We need more research,
sure,
to really say for sure.
But it's an interesting idea.
It is.
So anything else besides athletic?
Inducing a burp,
yeah,
can also be good for like,
oh,
digestive discomfort.
Okay.
So like if you're feeling bloated after a meal,
yeah,
especially one with, you know,
yeah,
those gas-producing foods,
right,
a burp can really help relieve that pressure.
So basically, if your body's telling you you need to burp,
yeah,
you should probably just listen to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it.
Okay, cool.
Now, of course, like I said,
yeah,
if you're burping constantly,
yeah,
that could be a sign of something else.
Right.
You might want to talk to a doctor.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, you know, in most cases,
yeah,
it's just your body doing its thing.
All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
I think so.
We talked about the science of burping.
Yeah, the science, the the social etiquette.
Right.
And then even medical conditions.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff.
I've got to say, I've learned a lot about
something
that, honestly,
I never really
give much thought to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, even these everyday things can be super interesting.
They really can.
When you dig into them.
Totally.
So, yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap up.
I think so, too.
Our burp deep dive.
Our burp deep dive.
I hope everyone learned something.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And we'll see you next time.
For another deep dive.